Welcome back on this feast of the baptism of the Lord. I would just like to pray morning prayer with you, short form, no reflections, no teaching. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Songs of thankfulness and praise, Lord Jesus, to thee we raise, manifested by the star, to the wise men from afar, branch of royal David's stem, in thy birth at Bethlehem. Praises be to thee addressed, God and man made manifest. Manifest at Jordan's stream, prophet, priest, and king supreme, and at Cana, wedding guest, in thy Godhead manifest. Manifest in power divine, changing water into wine. Praises be to thee addressed, God and man made manifest. Grant us grace to see thee, Lord, mirrored in thy holy word. May we imitate thee now, and be pure as pure art thou, that we, like to thee, may be at thy great epiphany, and may praise thee ever blessed, God and man made manifest. Now, if you're in the book, you have to go back to Sunday, week one, for the Psalms and Canticle, because those are considered the ones that are most festive and they're the ones that are on the big celebrations. Antiphon 1, the soldier baptizes his king, the servant his lord, John his savior. The waters of the Jordan tremble, a dove hovers as a sign of witness, and the voice of the Father is heard. This is my Son. O God, you are my God. For you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The soldier baptizes his king, the servant his lord, John his savior. The waters of the Jordan tremble, a dove hovers as a sign of witness, and the voice of the Father is heard. This is my Son. Springs of water were made holy as Christ revealed his glory to the world. Draw water from the fountain of the Savior. For Christ our God has hallowed all creation. Bless the Lord. This is the canticle from Daniel chapter 3 that we're going to pray next. Let all creatures praise the Lord. All you servants of the Lord, sing praise to him. Revelation 19:5. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you multitudes of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightning and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. And no glory to the Father, because they inserted, let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit into the scriptural prayer. Springs of water were made holy as Christ revealed his glory to the world. Draw water from the fountain of the Savior, for Christ our God has hallowed all creation. You burned away man's guilt by fire and the Holy Spirit. We give you praise, our God and Redeemer. Antiphon 3, agree is what we just said. Psalm 149, the joy of God's holy people. Let the sons of the church, the children of the new people, rejoice in Christ their King. One of the church fathers said that. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as both Creator and Redeemer. Israel, both old and new, may they acknowledge you as both Creator and Redeemer. For our part, we ask you to mobilize us as the army to fight the battles of the new evangelization. Make us proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation with joy and authenticity, and may your kindness and love embrace us today and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You burned away man's guilt by fire and the Holy Spirit. We give praise to you, our God and Redeemer. Now, the longer readings are back in the other video for today, the one for the Office of Readings, but this is a short reading from Isaiah 61, 1.5 verses. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Today you revealed yourself to us. Have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Christ was baptized. The world is made holy. Christ is baptized. The world is made holy. He has taken away our sins. We shall be purified by water and the Holy Spirit, is the canticle for Zechariah, the canticle of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ is baptized. The world is made holy. He has taken away our sins. We shall be purified by water and the Holy Spirit. Now, I really like this part, the intercessions. So the verse that the leader says to kind of gather people's attention is always unique. This time it's, "Our Redeemer desired to be baptized in the Jordan by John. Let us make this prayer to him." And then it says the response can be, "Lord, have mercy." And you can say that after each intercession or at the very end. "Christ, you made your light shine on us by revealing yourself. Grant us the spirit of humble service to all people. Christ, you humbled yourself and received baptism from your servant to show us the way of humility. Grant us the spirit of humble service to our fellow men. Christ, through your baptism, you cleansed us of every blemish and made us children of your Father. Bestow your spirit of adoption on all who seek you. Christ, through baptism, you have consecrated creation and opened the door of repentance to all who prepare for baptism. Make us servants of your gospel in the world. Christ, through your baptism, you revealed to us the Holy Trinity when the Father called you his beloved Son and the Holy Spirit came down upon you. Renew the spirit of adoption among the royal priesthood of the baptized." And we pray for all of your personal intentions, especially the people that we promised to pray for, and for peace of mind to characterize the royal priesthood of the baptized, so that we can be organized and directed under your leadership to peace and to victory. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Almighty eternal God, when the Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism in the Jordan, you revealed him as your own beloved Son. Keep us your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to our calling. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, may the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So that was the official office, one of the major hours. And you can see we clocked in, finishing about 13 minutes. So you can see, if we want to do this very slowly, like, it can take a long time, but also it's not meant to take an extremely long time. So there's meant to be a fast version, a slow version. This is the one for people that kind of have a lot to do in their day. But thank you for this beautiful opportunity to share. Have a great rest of your day.